Ciao! Kumusta tayo? Hey everyone, my name is Gail Arañego and I am your host for this podcast. Ciao! Kumusta tayo? As we are all adapting to the impact of this pandemic, I realize the healing power of this simple word, kumusta. I believe there is magic in the spirit of collectivity. There is a strong connection in tayo. Hindi ako, hindi ikaw, hindi sila, tayo. Because you know what? We've got this. So join me as we dive into more kamustahan, exploring how words can heal, encourage, and bring sunshine to each other's lives. Love and light, Carissimi miei. Hey everyone, welcome back to Ciao Kamusta Tayo, the podcast. We are in season 2. This is your host, Gail Arañego. Ciao, Carissimi miei. Kamusta naging Christmas niyo? I hope, hey, you all enjoyed this Christmas with your family, with your loved ones, or, you know, just simply doing the things that made you all had a merry and joyful Christmas. Now, as we are about to bid our farewell to 2021, I just want to dedicate this episode with takeaways for you guys. I mean, it's been 12 months and yep, that's 365 days. Mm-hmm. And we've been through a lot also this year, and I think it's fair to say that it wasn't an easy-peasy kind of year too. So many moments of reflection again. And for those of you na on the making for your New Year's resolutions, or you know, you're having or jotting down your goals this coming year, I want to give you these takeaways as reminders that will help you fuel your 2022 with kindness, gratitude, and love. Let's dive into it. My dearest, really, the list can be endless, but today I'm going to be sharing my top 10. So, first is that I believe we are provided with the things we can provide. So, if we have things in mind that we want to share or can be at service to somebody, just go for it. We are unique individuals with talents, gifts, passions, and purpose. And I hope you share more of you this coming new year. There are surprising benefits of service, and I hope that in 2022, you'll find more of that. The second is that each one of us, we matter. And so our stories and our voices. I've been doing the podcast from April this year, and I am blessed to be in touch with the stories of special people who were so gracious with their time to share their stories to the podcast. And I realized that no matter how small or big we think our stories are, this can have a huge and massive impact to someone else, and that our story can be our message. Never underestimate the power of your existence. We are here because we matter. Third is that be grateful. Gratitude really is a game changer because there's always something to be grateful for. And we have to learn to be intentional about it. There are so many things that 2021 let us experience that was, you know, most of it out of our control. This year, we experienced it all raw, and it wasn't a walk in the rainbow kind of year. But still, here we are, closing another chapter of our lives, putting another piece of our puzzle, and I hope that as life goes on, as they often say, I hope you'll have that gratitude mindset this coming new year. Kasi that really takes us from scarcity to abundance mindset. And really, it will improve the quality of your life. When you light up with gratitude, you open yourself to abundance. So, recognize the small joys on repeat. Fourth, life is a gift. Oh yeah. It's a present we unwrap every day. This year, with a pandemic or natural disaster, whenever I open a page on social media, parang all I see was people with, you know, candle, you know, which means that someone or somebody lost a loved one that really made me reflect that we are not here for eternity. We are finite, limited lang ang buhay natin, and that we'll never really know what our time will be up. And I know that sometimes our life is a good one and sometimes it's not so good one, but nevertheless, it is a gift. I hope this coming year you will be more intentional and choose to enjoy every minute of it. Include more of your joy triggers this year. Fifth, be kind towards huge impact. All these years, we already experienced a lot. We are all struggling at something. There are secret battles we have no idea about. So honestly, just be kind. And being kind not only to others, but also with ourselves. It's a game changer. Cut yourself some slack. Don't be too hard on yourself. Or simply saying yes to the rest your body and your mind is telling you. It's an act of kindness too. I hope you'll learn to implement this on your everyday this year. Sixth, we all have our own timelines, and really certain things take time. So chill, relax, don't be too harsh on yourself. You are on your own path. When frustration is eating you from within, always remember that when the goal is difficult, it takes time to achieve it. When you are doing something you've never done before, it takes time to master it. So learn to fuel your fire and do the things that makes you feel alive. Things that trigger joy and hope. Number 7 is to maximize your own life. What I mean in here is that sometimes we can get caught up with comparisons and it just steals our joys. So I hope this year you'll learn more about maximizing your life, your own life. And just to paraphrase this term by Tony Robbins, when he said that life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. There are so many things happening for you, and I hope you learn to maximize them this year. Number 8 is don't limit yourself when it comes to learning. You know, just don't lose that childlike curiosity. I remember having this conversation with my best friend, Cher, my other half, and I told her that I believe that we are enrolled in this life the moment we catch our first breath. And yung graduation natin is really when we are entering the gate of heaven and si God na yung magbibigay ng diploma natin. So I hope this coming year you will be more open to the things you can learn. I hope you open more doors for you this year. Number 9 is believe in yourself. Have faith in you. Let me tell you a story. When I was 8, a grade 3 elementary student, I am the secretary of my class, which means my handwriting is considered good with my peers. I'm not the president nor the vice president of the class, so when I was chosen to represent the school for a history quiz bee, I was caught off guard. I mean, I can write with clear alphabets, no-brainer in that, but representing the school is something big. But my teacher, Mrs. Hoan, she believed in me. She bet with my skills. She saw something in me that I haven't even considered. And all that I'm saying here is that be that Mrs. Hoan for you. Learn to embrace your uniqueness, your capabilities, capacities, your gifts, talents, you name it. I hope this year you will be your own cheerleader. I hope you will believe more in you. And last but not the least, number 10 yes, it's been 12 months, and yes, that's 365 days. So many things to reflect on, and with all the ups and downs this year has let us experience, one thing never really changed. God's love is the most constant, it never changes, and never fails. There are no ups and downs when it comes to God's love, and He doesn't see or love us more when we are in our best, nor He doesn't love us less when we are just in our good, for His love is unconditional. And that being said, I hope we will continue our journey this year with our faith, our hope, and with peace in our hearts, all fueled by this love. Certain that though most of the things this coming year will be probably out of our control, God will always be in control. My dearest, these are my top 10 takeaways this year. And of course, I mentioned about hope. I also asked special people to share the things that made them hopeful this year that they can take away this coming new year. This first audio is from my pare. So what made her hopeful this 2021? Let's dive into it.
Hey guys, kamusta tayo? It's Ryan here, and I'm about to answer my pare's question. What made you hopeful this year that you can take with you in this new year? I've been thinking a lot, and siguro yung the whole COVID situation made me hopeful. Like, I mean, even if it seems like it's the end, wala na, tapos na, it's pandemic, diba? It's not. The COVID situation made me realize that even if you hit the rock bottom, you can still push yourself up to rise. And that's what we did. I mean, lahat tayo, the whole world, diba? This coming 2022, for the next years, I will carry this lesson. And that's it. Bye.
Thank you so much, Fari, for sharing this with us today. And listening to this, the word resilience came to my mind. The world can be so unpredictable. There will be things that we are not going to be prepared for. This pandemic magnified that. It's been a rough year also for us with all these variants and high cases again. And in this sharing, I realized that as we adapt to the impact of this pandemic, we also built resilience. That we are bouncing back, that we have the capacity to recover from difficult life events. You know the mindset when we can say, I don't exactly know what will gonna happen tomorrow, but I can figure it out too. And that really is something we can get hope from. This next audio is from Joshua Bellarmino. Hey, Owa. Let's dive into what made him hopeful this year that he can take with him in this coming new year.
For me, it's my full trust in God, because when you trust God fully, you'll never run out of hope. You'll always be hopeful and positive that a day will come that God will answer your prayer. And that is something that I treasure, and in hopes that I will be able to keep it for the rest of my life.
Thank you so much, Owa, for sharing this with us today. Faith and full trust in God. I love it when he said that if we trust God fully, we'll never really run out of hope. And with this sharing, I remember this song I really love. It's, you know that song, God Will Make a Way. It goes like this. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. My dearest, I hope that in 2022, we'll always remember that God will always make a way for us and that He's always with us. He's in everything that we do and that together, we can continue our journey with God's help. This next audio is from my dear Cyrel, Ate Nene. Let's dive into it.
Ciao a tutti, kamusta tayo? Ako nga pala po si Cyrel Casanova. And thank you Ate Gail for inviting me sa iyong podcast as one of the year-ender. So to answer your question, what made me feel hopeful this year that I can take with me in this new year? So, number one source of hope ko or number one na nagbibigay sa akin ng pag-asa is my family, papa, mama, and my little sister. Sila yung nagbibigay sa akin ng lakas sa araw-araw. Sila yung nagpapasaya sa akin. Sila yung nag-re-remind sa akin palagi na life is short. Kaya piliin mo laging maging masaya. Of course, may mga days na talagang you feel down, hindi mo maintindihan why you feel so much sadness. Pero no matter what, always try or always choose to be happy. Dahil life is short nga, live in the moment, yun. And I am very grateful dahil meron akong pamilya na katulad nila dahil sila yung papa at mama ko. Nagpapasalamat ako ng sobra-sobra dahil binibigay nila lahat ng needs ko. And nandyan sila para gabayan ako sa bawat desisyon na ginagawa ko sa buhay and suportahan lang kung ano man yun. And my little sister, she always makes me happy. She always makes me smile. She never fails to make me laugh. As in, siya yung number one source of happiness ko. Fun fact, before ayoko talaga magkamero ng kapatid, umiyak pa ako nung nalaman kong pregnant si mama dun sa little sister ko. Pero ngayon, naku, hindi nyo kami mapaghihiwalay. So, ayun, I'm very, very grateful dahil naging sister ko siya. Dahil siya talaga yung nagbibigay sa akin ng happiness na whenever I feel sad, kapag kahit hindi ko alam kung ano yung rason kung bakit ako malungkot, kung bakit ako biglang naiiyak na lang, pag tiningnan ko lang siya, ay, Diyos ko. Kompleto na ang araw ko. Ay, sis! Ganun talaga yung feeling as in. Tapos, lalambingin ka pa niya. Ay, grabe naman yun. Saktong-sakto na. Wala ka nang mahihiling pa talaga. Makita mo lang ngumiti or makita ko lang ngumiti yung kapatid ko. Very ox now. Okay na, parang na-recharge na ako. Pero, ayun, dahil sa pandemic, ang daming nangyari sa buhay and ang daming nabuong anxiety siguro and overthinking, laging ganon. Pero, I'm very, very thankful and grateful dahil no matter what happened or I felt like during this pandemic, it has been a roller coaster ride and most of the time na-stuck ako dun sa bottom ng or sa baba ng roller coaster. Pero kahit ganun pa man, talagang pinupush ko lang yung sarili ko na magpatuloy sa bawat araw dahil nga sa kapatid ko. So, ang dadalhin ko sa panibagong taon is siguro I will keep the spirit of being positive lang na I will keep in mind na life is short, kaya kung nalulungkot man ako na without even knowing the reason why, is kalma ka lang, take a deep breath, malalampasan mo din yan, huwag kang tumambay dyan dahil there's so much things around us na pwede nating kuhanan ng pag-asa, ng lakas at ng saya, ng ligaya. Kaya magpatuloy lang tayo sa buhay. Kung may pinagdadaanan ka, pray lang dahil never tayong i-fulfill ni God. Trust lang tayo sa Kanya, have faith in Him dahil si God lang ang may alam na nakabubuti sa atin. Kaya huwag tayong mawala ng pag-asa. Let's make this new year be full of happiness, joy, love, and kindness. And Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year to Ate Gail's podcast listeners. And Happy New Year, everyone! Happy New Year sa lahat ng mga nakikinig sa podcast ng Ate Gail ko na napaka-sweet and napaka-lambing din. Thank you so much, Ate Gail, for inviting me or for having me. Thank you again. And ayun, Happy New Year, everyone!
Thank you so much, Netsoy, a gift of everyday joy. Family and support system. Choosing happiness for life is short. Live in the moment. Keep calm. Take a deep breath. She mentioned so many things, and I love it when she said that there are so many things around us na pwede nating paghugutan ng joy, ng hope, and strength. There are so many things to be grateful for. So, keep the positive mindset and carry on, because if all things fail, God will never fail us. This last audio is from my dear cousin Risa. Thank you so much, Ate, for your time and effort. Salamat sa yakap. Let's listen to what made her hopeful this year that she can take away in this 2022.
Ciao, Cousin Gail. First of all, thank you for allowing me to be a part of your year-end episode. Well, as your question is, what made you feel hopeful that you can take with you in this new year? Alam mo, Cas, what motivates me to be hopeful is to have a positive outlook in life. Yung always think that everything happens for a reason. Na if something has happened, or for example, I am facing some difficulties in life, I always say to myself that there is a reason of why I must face these difficulties. Or should I say, I should find a way to overcome my fear and learn to seek for the solutions and not to look at it as a difficulty but a motivation to grow in life. I always look at the brighter side of every situation rather than to feel upset and feel weak. With this attitude, I could say that I am always hopeful for the best to happen in my life. And I remember that there was a time that a wise man once told me that it's not the destination, but it's the journey. Kasi, lagi namang may mga challenges tayo sa buhay, di ba? Lagi may mga pagsubok sa life. Na siguro that might a bit make us delay to our destination. But itong mga challenges na to at mga struggles na to were the ones who made us tougher, stronger, and gave us the perseverance to achieve our dreams or yung tinatawag natin yung ating destinations. And to sum it up, my answer is, I will take these attitudes of being a positive person and the thinking of everything happens for a reason. I will take it with me, not just in this coming new year, but as long as my mission in this world is not yet done. Kasi alam ko na dapat lagi tayong may positive outlook sa buhay at naniniwala tayo na lahat ay may dahilan kaya na ibibigay sa atin ng Panginoon yung pagsubok na yon. All we have to do is to seek for ourselves yung strength na alam ni God na meron tayo at yung passion na alam ni God na meron din tayo, kasi siya lang yung tanging nakakaalam kung anong kapasidad natin. All we have to do is alamin sa mga sarili natin kung ano yung kakayahan natin. And yun yung masasabi ko na nagiging dahilan ko para ako nagiging hopeful sa lahat ng bagay. And I hope nakapagbigay ako ng something na makakatulong para maging makatulong sa ating mga listeners. And thank you again for inviting me in your podcast. Ciao, cousin! Thank you!
Our struggles can be our motivation to grow in life. So, powerful. And yes, challenges are also part of the puzzle of our lives. And if we carry that perspective na though things may be harsh and sometimes painful, they are also one of the things that made us tough. It's all part of the process, and like she said, it's all part of the journey. In that if we seek within ourselves to be self-aware, we'll realize that each one of us, we can do things despite difficulties or delays. Because indeed, it's not about the destination, but really the journey. Thank you so much again, Pare, Joshua, Cyrel, and Atharisa. Truly, truly grateful for your time. My dearest, this episode concludes my post this year. A massive thank you again to each and every one of you who's been with me the moment I started this podcast. You all made this year a memorable one, honestly. Thank you so much. And to all the people who joined me for this year's Kamustahan, thank you so much for your time, for your love, and for your support. Forever and ever grateful. I'll see you all on the other side, everyone. Once again, wear a mask, keep safe, and I'm praying for each and everyone's heart. I wish you all the best, and I wish you a happy, happy new year. Love and light, as always. Karisimimei.